Our scripture lesson is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I've often said that on most Sundays I don't say anything you have not heard before. But I remind you of what you already know or forgot you know. As I contemplated this morning's passage about 3 or 4 weeks ago, God used this psalm to remind me of what I already know but had allowed myself to forget. I have to confess that I had allowed myself to get totally stressed out. I had allowed myself to get focused on a bunch of issues that may or may not come to pass, and I had allowed myself to become fearful and stressed to the max. And may I add, that was before any of the present issues had started. But becoming stressed to the max goes against everything that I believe and everything I preach. But I found myself in the trap. I read this psalm in several translations, and I studied it, and I found myself saying to God, "Okay, I remember. I get it. You've got me." Do you ever forget that God's got you? Do you ever forget that God is aware of your needs physically, emotionally, and spiritually even more than you are? Do you ever forget that God loves you and God will never abandon you? We know all of this. But when life's difficulties are in our face and the devil is using those difficulties to taunt us and to challenge our faith and peace and joy and hope, it is easy to become snared in the trap of forgetfulness. I hope you have never been there. But if you have, hang on to Psalm 23. I want to read Psalm 23 from the Common English translations. I know other versions are more poetic, but for me, this version gets to the meaning of the psalm. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He lets me rest in grassy meadows. He leads me to restful waters. He keeps me alive. He guides me in proper paths for the sake of his good name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no danger because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they protect me. You set a table for me right in front of my enemies. You bathe my head in oil. My cup is so full it spills over. Yes, goodness and love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the Lord's house as long as I live." When considering this psalm, we need to remember the setting. It's so easy to picture rolling hills and majestic green countryside. But such is not at all the case for the psalm. The countryside was more wilderness. Grassy meadows and peaceful watering holes were not in abundance. The shepherd had to know where the grassy fields and quiet watering holes were. Not only did the shepherd have to know the location of grass and water, they had to know the safe path to get there. In the wilderness, paths or trails can look safe starting out, but then become treacherous. The shepherd had to protect the sheep from predators. The psalm begins The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. The remainder of the psalm details why. In the Old Testament, the kings were supposed to be the shepherds of the people. Thus, they were called to provide for and protect the people. David is declaring that God, the Lord, is his king. David's loyalty belongs to the Lord, as he knows from experience as a shepherd, experience as a king, and as one in need of protection, where his security resided. Life is full of chaos, danger, illness, uncertainty. If we can't come up with our own list of things to be concerned about or afraid of, there are numerous personalities on TV and politicians to inform us of why we should be very afraid. Wars, epidemics, natural disasters, economic fluctuations caused by wars, epidemics, natural disasters, which are constantly reported. The truth is, these issues are real. In the face of these and other very real threats, it's imperative we know where our security lies. It's crucial whether we place our faith and hope in the shifting sands of human solutions or upon the rock of the Lord. Thus, the first issue to be clear on is, who or what am I trusting and therefore following? Many are ready and willing to be our shepherd and lead us to all sorts of places. When you examine your loyalties and your sources of security, peace and joy and hope, who or what is your shepherd? Who or what are you trusting and following? David declared, "The Lord is my shepherd." The Lord being his shepherd, David knew his needs would be supplied. Having been a shepherd, he knew about leading the sheep through barren places to grassy meadows and restful waters, and he knew the safest ways to get them there. He declares the Lord takes care of all of his needs. We are blessed that we do not have the concerns of our basic needs being met. We are blessed that though our wants may not be fully met, our needs for life, for survival are. But physical needs, food, clothing, shelter, are not our only needs. I'm going to climb out on a limb and venture to guess that more of the people with whom most of us associate with, that fear, worry, anxiety are far more prevalent. But notice David's description of God's grace, God's care. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He lets me rest in grassy meadows. He leads me to restful waters. He keeps me alive. He guides me in proper paths for the sake of his good name. I see a picture of contentment. I see a picture of peace. The sheep know and trust the shepherd. The shepherd has led the sheep to a place where they have eaten, drank, and now lie down in contentment and peace. I'm about to ask an odd-sounding question, but it's the very question the Lord had to ask me a few weeks ago. Do you trust the shepherd? I'm confident you know the shepherd. But again, do you trust the shepherd? When we trust the shepherd, we're able to live in contentment and peace when the conditions of the moment are anything but peaceful. When we trust the shepherd, even in the midst of the very real troubling issues of life, we are able to live in contentment and peace. David concluded, Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no danger because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. They protect me. There are canyons in the region that are so steep and cliffs are so tall, the sunlight is not able to reach the path, and the path is literally dark. David says, with the Lord as his shepherd, that even if the Lord leads him down a completely dark path, he does not fear because the shepherd knows how to navigate the dark path and will protect him from other sources of danger. I had to confess at the beginning of this message that the Lord, through this psalm, had to remind me of what I know but had allowed myself to temporarily forget, that God's got me. And one of the reasons that I forgot, one of the reasons for the stress, is that I felt I was totally in the dark. And being in the dark, I could not depend on my own knowledge, and therefore I could not depend on my own wisdom to address the issues that I felt were hounding me. I forgot that in the darkest places, God is present and God leads. God's got us. Do you ever find yourself walking down a dark and scary path? We experience the darkness in many forms. A few examples include when we're faced with an apparent no good decision dilemma. Such can be bad news from the doctor, relationship struggles, economic decisions. When in grief, we may know our loved one is with the Lord, but we're still here. What is my life now? When we're in the struggle with an issue that is completely beyond our control, we're in the dark. Obviously, there are many others. In the midst of such circumstances, it's easy to panic. It's easy to succumb to discouragement. But in the darkness, we hear a whisper, I've got you. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no danger because you are with me. We do not have to go looking for the shepherd. The shepherd is always watching us. And when we're tempted to wander, the shepherd comes for us. And let me remind you that wandering is not always into willful sin. When we allow ourselves to fear, when we allow ourselves to lose the focus on the Lord, unintentionally, we wander. But David proclaimed, yes, goodness and love will pursue me all the days of my life. If you have wandered for any reason, it could be rebellion, or fear, or worry, or confusion. You do not have to go looking for the shepherd. The shepherd is pursuing you. The shepherd knows exactly where you are, and the shepherd comes to bring you back. If you'll just look up, the shepherd is right there, ready to pick you up and whisper, it's okay, I've got you. And the shepherd never stops pursuing the wandering sheep. And David says, and I will live in the house of the Lord as long as I live. Time does not permit to discuss the layers of meaning in this one phrase, but one layer is that David is confident that as long as he lives, he will be in a close relationship with the Lord. God's got us. God is staying close. God knows our needs physically, emotionally, spiritually better than we do, and God will provide. The Lord knows the issues and dangers we face. The Lord protects. God knows that sometimes the path is dark and we don't know what to do or where to go. God is there, and God guides. The Lord knows we sheep are prone to wander, and when we do, in goodness and love, the Lord pursues us. And praise the Lord, we may be in that close relationship with the shepherd as long as we live in this life and even into eternity. God's got you. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving Lord, we thank you that indeed you do have us. We thank you that in the midst of these trying times, you've got us. We thank you that in whatever other circumstances that one may struggle with, you've got them. And gracious Lord, if for some reason we have wandered, help us to look up and to see our shepherd and to know that you have us. And may we follow you, that regardless of life circumstance in any moment, we may live in contentment and we may live in peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.